Benson.
When I was 15, I was doing part-time work on a commercial radio station on the west coast of Canada. The town was Kelowna, just outside of Vancouver. And I was interested in radio all along because I was, from what I can remember, because I enjoyed music so much. That was probably the main reason for wanting to be concerned with radio, because I always wanted to be a professional musician. And I played in bands, and I played in the symphony and all this kind of thing. In fact, my first radio show was a classical music program. I started off not doing pop, but introducing classical music. And that's what I started to do, classical music. And then from there on, I decided that I liked radio more than I liked school, and I decided that I wasn't going to be a successful professional musician. So I wanted to stay with radio. So I left and became full-time at 16 and a half. And at the age of 18, I came to work for Radio Luxembourg.
It's right now 7 after 8 o'clock on the Kid Jensen Show. Friday Night Happenings, live and in color from the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, with a galaxy of sound coming your way under the moonlight, because that's where it's happening, baby. Back with the music in just a few moments, but right now it's time for the 208 Spinner Winner.
Hello, I'm Kid Jensen. Listen, there's a competition we're going to do next week. Can I tell them about that?
Tell them very briefly about it.
Well, I'm going to have to tell you briefly because I don't know any details. Next week, there's a rock and roll competition.
Kid Jensen.
It's 23 minutes now before 1 o'clock on 301 Radio Trent. The weatherman forecast for our area today, dry, and there'll be long sunny periods, with temperatures rising to a very warm 22 degrees centigrade. For the next couple of days in Trentland, dry and warm with sunny periods. 301 with the...
It's, I don't know, I think in terms of radio, it's a lot more invigorating here and more stimulating than it was at Luxembourg. Luxembourg was a terrific experience, with the accent more on records and the selling of records, which is an important source of revenue for 208. Here, of course, the community comes first, and we'll be concerned with topics that concern Nottingham first and foremost, and we'll have more of a contact with the people that we talk to on the street, and of course at Luxembourg, of course, being isolated from the audience.
Hi there, I have a letter now from Dave Collingwood, who writes to me from Turner Road in Newcastle. Hi Dave. Dave's letter is really bursting over with joy, because he's just got engaged to Sue Abbott. He reckons she's the loveliest lady in the land, and they're hoping to marry at Christmas time. Well, congratulations. And he's written in because he wants the whole world to know.
National Radio 1.
So from Dave, for you, Sue, it's Frankie Miller. Hope you like it.
Darling. Come alive tomorrow with 275 and 285. We think that change will do you good.
Radio 1. 275 and 285.
The original here on Gold. News is next.
Oh, yeah. Hotel California from the Eagles. I'm David Jensen. That line about you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave is a little bit scary, but not scary at all. Carlos, he's lined up next on Smooth Radio. Have a great evening.
Smooth Radio.